This is, I stood among them, but not of them. A Dark Angel fanfic, written by Tigress Wolf, and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG, and takes place in an alternate universe from the episode Hello, Goodbye. Alec plays nice in jail, until Max leaves him there to rot. He watches her stalk out, every inch the injured feline, so sure in herself. So sure she's right about him. She has so rarely been right about him, but after all these months of never being good enough, of being blamed for everything, he's done. He didn't kill Timothy Ryan. He's never heard of Timothy Ryan. He wishes he did have a clue who the dude was, though, just so he'd have the satisfaction of tearing out the bastard's throat for getting him in this mess. You think I'm a cold-blooded killer, he muses, letting the officer shove him down the hall. You think I could just take a life, just reach out and snap a neck? He studies the officer for a moment, weighing the consequences. If he does this, he can never come back. Max will probably try to hunt him down. He turns his head slightly, watching the pudgy man. Easy prey. So easy. The cat in him purrs as he strikes. He's tired of playing nice, of sheathing his claws and hiding his fangs. He's tired of letting Max kick him around like she's better. She's not. She's really not. And the next ordinary dies just as quick. Alec's a predator, down to the deepest part of him. He's a predator, and he hasn't truly hunted since Max burned Manticore to the ground like she was doing a favor for all the poor bastards still trapped inside. He snarls, tearing his way through a room full of screaming, crying ordinaries. Did the stupid bitch even think before pushing that button? She should have known how Renfro would react. Alec stands in the middle of his dead or dying prey, savoring the scent of blood. Keep moving, the cat in him counsels. Find new territory. He stretches, shaking out his spine, and listens. Nothing moves, nothing breathes. He grins and lightly walks out of the station. Back in Manticore, no one ever told him what 493, Ben, brother, twin, did to earn him that 6-month stay in PsyOps. He only ever learned that 493 had a defect. They wanted to be sure it wasn't genetic. Alec's pretty sure he just beat Ben's body count. And now, he should leave town. Let Max and White have each other. Get out and go somewhere warm, where he can just sit and soak in the sun. Take naps and not worry about ordinaries or Manticore breaking in, wanting him dead for simply existing. South, the cat says. Alec checks both ways before crossing the street. Is there anything in this town he wants? Well, besides to kick the ever-living shit out of Max, and possibly tear her intestines out of her still-warm corpse for leaving him in jail, just writing him off without even listening, after all the favors he'd done her? Nope, he thinks. Not one damn thing in this crap hole for me. The cat insists. South. East. Warmth and light. So Alec heads southeast. Let Max and White have each other. He's done. She thinks he's a cold-blooded killer. And that's the one thing she's ever gotten right. The end.